officers remind bicyclists to follow the road rules. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. Some kids heading to school may ride a bicycle, and a Dover police officer is reminding individuals of a few safety tips and rules. A bicycle is considered a motor vehicle, and road rules must be obeyed, along with kids wearing protective gear. Dover Police Captain James Stussen reminds parents to double-check that a bicycle has something reflective or fluorescent to be more visible to others. He encourages motorists to be vigilant or bike riders.
You know, slow down, be cautious, be careful. And even when you're in a residential area, kids can dart out not paying attention, and you want to make sure that you're not on a cell phone or texting and driving. You want to make sure you're putting your full attention to operating your vehicle.
According to the National Highway Traffic Administration, in 2016, bicyclists accounted for 840 traffic deaths across the U.S. Stussen adds that it's important for bicyclists to drive with the flow of traffic and to obey street signs and road markings. Older kids should keep in mind that if they commit a traffic violation while on a bicycle, they can be cited.
Because it is a traffic violation, so they could, you know, end up going to juvenile court if it's a juvenile that has a traffic offense. And even an adult could be cited into municipal court for a traffic offense on a bicycle.
Ohio law requires motorists to allow a 10-foot distance when passing a bicycle on the roadway. For more bicycle law guidelines and safety information, visit WTUZ.com. A Plainfield Township man is facing first-degree felony charges in connection to a child abuse allegation. The Coshocton County Sheriff's Office was notified of a possible sex offense incident on August 18th. Lieutenant Dean Hettinger says this information prompted an investigation that resulted in obtaining a warrant.
Detectives and Children's Services were called in to assist with the investigation and, of course, for the safety of any potential victims. On August 21st, 2018, detectives from the Coshocton County Sheriff's Office executed a search warrant of a residence in the 100 block of Commercial Avenue in Plainfield here within our county.
33-year-old Jeffrey Ellis was taken into custody and has been officially charged with two counts of rape. Coshocton County Sheriff's Office continue to investigate and ask anyone with information to contact their office at 740-622-2411. In state news, President Donald Trump's mission is to rally Republicans behind GOP candidates in the nation's premier swing state. But Ohio and the state Republican Party are deeply divided by his presidency. No state has featured an uglier prolonged public clash between the Republican president and a sitting Republican governor. The red-hot intra-party feud threatens to undermine the GOP's chances come November. Trump is headlining a state GOP fundraising dinner Friday, but Governor John Kasich will not be in attendance. And in sports, the Cleveland Browns beat the Eagles 5-0 last night in preseason game number 3. Starting quarterback Tyrod Taylor had a scare in the first quarter when he fell awkwardly on his left wrist, but he did re-enter the game. Baker Mayfield threw his first interception of the season. The Indians lost 7-0 yesterday afternoon. The Tribe and Sox split their 4-game series. Cincinnati fell to the Cubs 7-1, and the Reds and the Cubs play this afternoon at 2:10. Cleveland is in Kansas City at 8:15, and the Pirates are at the Brewers. Tonight is the first week of the high school football season for Big Z Sports. Join the guys at their new time, beginning at 5 o'clock, as they lead you up to kickoff. Your news this morning, it's brought to you by First National Bank of Denison, with offices in Denison, Dover, Janayton, Hutton, Shunbrunn, and the South Side in New Philadelphia. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
First National Bank of Denison is introducing a new app that's like your own personal assistant when it comes to using and monitoring your debit card. Mobile Money is an app that instantly allows you to manage your card anytime, anywhere. You'll receive instant alerts based on your purchases. If your card is lost or stolen, just turn it off right from your phone. Download Mobi Money from the App Store or Google Play today. If you have questions, stop by First National Bank in Denison, Dover, Janayton, Hutton, Shunbrunn, and Southside.
This is Nancy Scheffner from the First National Bank of Denison. Since 1933, First National has helped families put their roots into our communities. A new home is a great way to branch out as your family grows. Our loan decision are made here and your loan is serviced here. That means never having to call an 800 number if you have any questions. When you're ready, come to First National, the bank that understands the importance of having strong local roots.
Online at fnbdenison.com or use their new mobile app to view accounts and transfer funds. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Mostly sunny today and pleasant afternoon. High temperature up near 80. Increasing cloud cover tonight. Not as cool as recent nights with a low of 62. Tomorrow, partly sunny. A stray shower can't be ruled out. High temperatures near 80 degrees. Maybe a few showers Saturday night. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, low 65. Sunday, partly sunny, more humid. Slight chance for a thunderstorm popping up, high of 84. High temperatures Monday and Tuesday will soar into the upper 80s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, find WTUZ on Facebook, Twitter, or at WTUZ.com. From the newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring. 99.9.